presents a World War Cthulhu campaign. All right, so we are back after a couple weeks off. Thanks for making the return journey to the world of World War Cthulhu. And sad day, though. Actually, Cubicle 7 has given up their Call of Cthulhu license. So,
really?
Yeah.
They made some of the best stuff out there.
Yeah, it sounds like they may be doing their own Cthulhu system coming up next time around.
You think they? It sold fairly well by the looks of it, though. Maybe not.
Yeah, maybe they. But maybe they don't like the licensing costs.
That's true.
And they think that they can do it better on their own.
Yeah. Revenue is only good if you're actually making profit too. So.
Yeah. Yeah. Part of the speculation.
Aren't they taking over? They're taking over the Warhammer license too, aren't they?
Yeah, they got
Warhammer RPG.
They got Warhammer and Doctor Who and Lord of the Rings and probably playing.
Why is Warhammer so popular? Like, I've never played it or anything. I just see it all the time, and I don't see the appeal, to be honest.
Like the minis?
Yeah,
all of it. All of it.
Drives people in with the minis, and then, you know, I mean, they came out in the 80s, right? So a lot of people.
Yeah, it's been around for a while. Yeah.
Okay.
And, I don't think it's it's not a terrible system for fighting, you know, skirmish style combat.
But, I mean, it must be fun if all those.
I was more of a Blood Bowl guy, though.
Yeah, I always liked the other thing, Blood Bowl, Necromunda. Necromunda is my big thing, and it just came out again, so I'm like all.
Blood Bowl's great.
I
was so happy they brought that back.
Yeah. Now we need Mordheim.
Yeah.
Plus just the story, like all the fluff and the background story is so deep at this point because it's got like 30 plus years of, you know, story. So it's actually really, like, I just like the background stuff too.
It was always pretty dark. I think that was another appeal for, you know, teenage angst, a dark fantasy type world.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, we will try to saunter forth in the light of that sad, sad news. We will try to make it plenty of content out there. All right, I wanted to do the traditional recap, but perhaps a little bit differently. I thought I'd highlight, maybe not quite everybody, but we had a varied session last time with different groups and things like that. So Jerry and Grant, last time around, you guys started us off up at the Welch and Sons location that I believe Davey Reed had directed you to before. If you can give us an update or reminder on your investigation there and what, if anything, you found along the way. You can keep it brief, but let's leave it to you guys to fill us in.
We can't keep it brief according to Gersh's notes.
I'll pick
out the topic sentences of the paragraphs.
Right, don't give him shit, man. I like those notes.
Yeah, those are great.
All right, I'll keep it brief. So Jerry and Grant headed over to Welch and Sons, and pretty much what we found was a sort of shut down area. There's a small office building, a fenced-in area. After making sure no one will see us going in, we snuck in through the back and found evidence of sort of blood in the office. It looks like it was dragged from like the outside in. It seems like there was also there's a tarp in the back that was covering up some kind of sand. And taking a look at it, looks like there is something that blood stain on the tarp. So we decided to dig it up, and there's a little boy, probably on 5 or 6 years old. It looked like his body was mauled. And so we kind of recognized that there is a soccer uniform on there that was the logo of the shirt, where the sponsors was Welch and Sons. We managed to not get any other information there. We couldn't find anything else of any use. So we decided to head back to check in on sort of the meat samples. In doing so, we kind of found out that there definitely was something unusual about the samples themselves, but they're not too sure what. Might be antibodies, might be something else. But it doesn't look like it was added. It looks like it's actually genetically part of the meat itself. Mm-hmm. So it's not like it was an added poison or added virus or something along those lines.
Got it. Okay. And Hugh, you guys left the Army-Navy Club and were making your way over to, the Thompson Meat Supplies. Wilson Meats. And you guys stopped and checked out one of the air shelters that you'd been on at the beginning of the last couple days ago, I should say. What did you guys find at the air raid shelter?
Didn't go well, did it? Let's see here. Oh, right. Yeah, so it was... there was an office, as I recall, and a catwalk and a set of stairs. And so we kind of went in sort of commando style. And I believe we sent Andre in first. Was that correct?
Mm-hmm.
I think so, as one
you
does.
You should always assume that you sent Andre in first.
That's right.
Sneaky, sneaky.
Because he's not expendable. I mean, French.
expendable.
Expendable. Uh-huh. And he finds a guy up in the office, and Hugh, in a fit of panic or whatever, tells him to kill him, but Andre actually doesn't, which is sort of surprising. Let's see. I'm sorry, I'm reading the notes here. I forgot most of this. Then when Grace appears, who's always quite helpful, she starts yelling at the guy, and then he transforms, doesn't he?
Yeah.
So we had a fight.
He bursts out of his shirt and transforms into one of these creatures that you've seen.
A la Evil Hulk, right?
Yeah, and Robert. How do you react to that situation? You got this creature in front of you last session, and what'd you do to him?
No beer and no TV makes Robert go crazy. So don't mind if I do. Apparently, the sight of this guy transforming and then me killing him was enough to send me over the edge. And so I immediately turn to Jerry and attack him. Luckily, not shooting him, but I swing my shotgun at him, and Jerry reacts by stabbing me with a knife fairly successfully. Andre intervenes and doesn't attack me this time, and stops. I guess Grace decides, you know, that I'm pretty much useless and comes after me. Andre stops her. Hugh says some shit that I think may or may not have had any effect. And then
no effect.
Yeah, and then Grant. Grant comes into my range, and apparently. I start attacking the dead ghoul, mm-hmm. and then Grant makes the mistake of getting too close to me, and I've ripped off the dead ghoul's arm, and I swing it at him and knock him, like, several feet against the wall, and he is out cold. And then I come back to my senses, and cold now apparently is not my favorite thing in the world.
Yes, yeah, you get the warehouse, and the first floor was... kind of a cold storage with hanging meat, mm-hmm. and all that kind of stuff, and the cold is not your friend. You've calmed down. Grant is unconscious, and at the end of the last session, a couple of you heard some scurrying up the stairs, at which point Grace says, "They're coming."
Dun, dun, dun. Faded to black.
Faded to black. Okay. Cool. All right. Well done. Let me move some stuff around. So I think we got everybody in roll 20. let's hop over here. All right, so you should see that the six of you are huddled up in this little office space. And let me set the scene a little bit for you. You guys snuck up on that creature, or that man who turned out to be one of those creatures, and dispatched him. And Robert went crazy, and you'll see that Grant is kind of up against the wall, up and to the left. He slumped over, apparently unconscious. Robert is standing over him. Robert's got a little symbol on him, and Jerry does too. That indicates that they are suffering from a major wound, which was from the initial day or the initial time underground, which means if they drop to zero, they'll start to die. Hugh is standing next to Robert. Grace is on the ground, pointing to the door to about three squares to the right, and a little bit further to the right of Jerry. That door is the door that you guys came up, the stairway that was like the stairs leading up to this second floor office. And then Andre is kind of against the wall, kind of standing guard over Grace, and that's kind of how we open the scene. I've tried to add a couple of the characteristics that you guys have. So the red bar is your hit points, the green is your sanity, and blue is your luck. And like I said, Robert and Jerry have little markings that indicate they have a major wound, and the marking on Grant indicates that he is unconscious. And just a couple reminders, if someone can administer first aid to someone who's unconscious, they will gain up to one hit point, or they'll, you know, go back up to one hit point and regain consciousness. And if somebody's dying, then there's a whole system set up for keeping someone from dying that hopefully we won't have to get to. Let's see. Quick weapon and ammo check. Jerry, if I remember correctly, you have a shotgun?
I do.
And I don't believe you used it in the last combat with the creature that was in the office.
No, I had my knife out.
Okay. So you're fully loaded with your double barrels. You've got one each. Andre, I don't think you fired either.
There was a reference to me shooting the dead body due to a initiative error.
Was that your MP20?
I had to step out of the room.
Or MP40?
Because you shot first, and then after when you stepped out of the room, it came to be that, actually, other people managed to go before you because of some readiness thing.
Got it.
So okay. By the time it actually really got around to you, he was already dead.
Got it.
Okay.
So you probably wouldn't have shot, but yeah.
Yeah. There we go. So the MP40 has, is it 20 bullets? What's the ammo on that?
32.
All right. Why don't you make me a luck roll? And if you pass, you've got a full magazine. If you miss, you're down to half. We'll just make some sort of accommodation for that.
See this? Oh, stop it. Come on. Here we go. Hard success.
Hard success. Okay, you've either reloaded or you've got a full magazine.
I actually have an extra large magazine.
There you go. Grace has her military truncheon.
Okay.
And Jeff, Hugh, if I remember correctly, you fired both barrels.
I did.
You did. Why don't you make a luck roll? We'll see if you, in the confusion, were able to reload or not.
Where's my luck at now?
Normally, Hugh has someone reload his shotgun for him.
Well, normally, but you know, Robert got stabbed, so you know, I didn't have any other peasants around. I fail my luck roll.
Okay. All right. Yeah, you in the confusion of trying to keep everybody under control and consoling Robert, you have not managed. You are currently unloaded.
Great.
You've got two barrels that are empty.
Great. How many shells do I have total? We never actually established that.
Did we say 2 plus 8? I thought it was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Two? Okay, thank you.
So you've got 8.
I've got 8 left.
8 left, yeah.
Excellent.
And just kind of mechanics-wise, you can spend an action reloading, or you can reload one bullet, so to speak, and fire in the same turn with a penalty die.
Right. So do I make that decision now, or
no? If we go to combat, I mean this could be the milkman coming up the trees. We're not sure up the stairs. We're not sure.
Yeah, I'm sure. That's why that we're on a map.
Exactly. Robert, reminder. What did you do? I know you beat.
I shot the thing. Okay. I don't know if I used both barrels or not. It's a default to use both barrels.
No, not necessarily.
Yeah, I would have shot one then.
But you're a pussy if you don't. So.
All right, let's.
So I would have shot one then.
All right, we'll consider. You've got one. You've got one.
One chamber in the barrel.
Okay, cool. All right, so I need to do a little dex order here. If you've got a weapon ready, and Grant, you're unconscious, so. Sorry.
Yeah, I'm aware of that.
Hugh, your dex is...
Shit.
Not worse than mine.
37, but let's consider... With the sound and Grace's warning, your weapon is readied, so you get a plus 50. Robert, what's your dex?
32.
And you get a plus 50 to that as well. And Grant is unconscious at 0... Andre, your dex.
65.
65 and 50 is 115. And Grace is just armed with her truncheon, so no bonus for her. Her dex is 62, strangely. And Gerald, your dex, please.
Gersh? 60. I'm sorry.
That's right.
I had my mic shut off.
All right.
Uh-huh.
110. All right. All right. That's our dex order. All right. So you guys, with Grace's warning, you brace yourself for the whatever she is warning you about. And I think actually a couple of you actually heard some scurrying coming up the stairs. Andre, you are first. You have a couple different options. There's nothing in the room except the six of you right now. You can take a position. You can hold up your turn. Whatever you'd like.
Is the door open or closed at this point to the right?
Let's consider the door, for all intents and purposes, closed. And I should point out, the door to the top is, you guys suspect, is the one that leads out to that pathway that leads over the first floor of the warehouse. The what maybe it looks like a door to Andre's left is actually a window, exterior window, and there's another door kind of near where Grant is that you're not too sure about.
So we think that the one to the north is like goes out on a catwalk across the...
Yeah, catwalk. That's a term I'm looking for. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you guys noticed a catwalk when you were investigating the warehouse earlier. Location-wise, it suggests that that's probably where that door goes.
So I would like for Andre to hold his action, but if I'm allowed to tell Jerry that he might want to step away from that door.
Mm-hmm.
And... tell Grace to stay behind me.
Okay. Yeah, you and can you can do that for free. You can just give a little verbal.
Basically, hey, gonna
yeah.
cover that door.
Do we, when we came in the warehouse, did we look at what was on the other end of that catwalk?
the other end.
Or was, did it just dead end in the wall, or we didn't notice?
Yeah, I mean, you didn't notice anything other than that the catwalk went around the second floor. You didn't notice, like, another room or another office.
Or another door or
yeah,
something. Okay.
Yeah, other than this one that you think leads to the office. Yeah. So Andre, you're kind of holding your action. Jerry, what do you want to position yourself or anything?
Well, since he Andre actually mentioned to get out of the way, then I'm actually going to sort of step back. And since I only had my knife out, I'm actually going to pull out my shotgun.
Okay, fair enough.
So I don't know if I could move and do that or not, but.
Yeah, I mean, so yeah, just for reference, the squares are only 5 feet, so you're not going too far. You can just pull out your shotgun and there. So that's fair enough. Grace gets down on what is gets up to one knee, and she's looking intently at the door. Hugh, any plans?
How's your first aid, Hugh?
Well, I was going to go take a holiday. Oh, no. Oh, immediate plans, you mean. I'm going to get down to one knee,
uh-huh.
And I'm going to attempt to do some first aid on Robert.
Well, you should do Grant. Because Grant's a... Huh? Well, yeah, I guess, but I think you could ask Todd. Grant. I bet he would let you move next to Grant.
Can I do...
I appreciate it.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, but, if you want to take your action and go tend to one of the guys who are really close to you.
Okay, well, I'll go over to Grant then, because he's unconscious. Okay.
Robert clearly feels bad.
I do. Well, plus, we could probably use all the combat effectives we can get.
Yeah, you did knock out, like, the best shot with handguns. Yes.
Okay, so...
Just saying.
I'm not able to move myself over, am I?
You should be able to.
Hope so.
I was able to, yeah.
I don't know.
There's some weirdness with roll 20, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's or maybe, oh, you know what? I'm using the pointing tool. I need, what tool do I need?
So there,
hand view.
You need to maybe be on the objects and token layer.
The hell's a layer?
So you see the arrow pointer in the toolbar?
I think only the GM has that ability.
That's right. You want select move.
Oh, really?
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, select move. Okay, let's... So select. I don't know. I'm making a big purple box around myself.
Mm-hmm. Let's see.
And it doesn't do anything.
Let's see. Are you? No, you should be able to be controlled. We were running this last time. This is good. This really amps up the tension.
Yeah, I was able to move myself.
Yeah. Yep.
Did you? Just by left permission or something?
Could you like left click and drag?
Yeah, when you left click on yourself, do you see all your stats?
No.
Yeah, you should see these little.
Yeah, he doesn't have permissions for some reason.
I don't have permissions.
Yeah. I don't care for that.
That's if he doesn't have a character sheet. That's probably why.
That may be why.
I was going to do it today, and then I.
No, he's got a.
It's your own fucking fault.
I think he's got
I don't have an uploaded character sheet now.
Well, I've got a sheet that's got all your stats on them.
Oh, okay.
But
how come I can't do those roles like everyone else does?
Because you have to enter your character sheet. Right.
I haven't done that yet. I was going to do it today, and then I was starting my generator, and I've actually wrenched my back.
Oh, wait.
I hadn't done it either, but it was magically done for me.
Good thing really stretching on your role-playing Hugh here, Jeff.
There we are.
now try it. Hey, Jeff, there you go.
Yeah, it worked.
Yeah, you have a sheet, you didn't have, like, the right...
You have to associate it with the token, yeah.
Okay. Cool, so you want to give Grant a little love?
I'm going to give a love. Do I roll now?
Yes. Lay on some hands.
Yes. So I've got your
first quit.
Aid at 30.
I just have the base, the default 30. So.
Okay.
Good luck, buddy. 40. No.
I'll spend 10 luck. It'll be fine.
Yeah, sure.
If you really loved me, you'd spend 10 luck.
That's a lot of luck to spend.
I would argue that no amount is... too great.
How much is your life worth to me? I don't know.
Well, you're not dying.
You're just unconscious.
Just unconscious.
There's another round. I can try again. How about I... how about I push the roll? Is that the term?
Yeah. So you can end up killing me? Yeah.
That would be great. I think he's okay with that. He's willing to accept that risk.
I'm willing to take that risk. Yeah.
Yes, you ask me if I'm okay with it, and I lay there unresponsive.
If you have okay a problem with that, let me know.
I saw this in a movie once.
Yeah, so give me, if you're going to try it, you can certainly can. You got to give me some flavor of... what you're going to try to do that's going to make this a special effort.
God damn it, Grant! Live, Grant! Live!
I'm supposed to give you a little foreshadowing of what should happen if you fail. I guess I would probably just make it that you would prevent somehow him from being revived by anybody else.
Ooh. Well, I can try. Maybe it's not worth pushing it. Yeah. Why don't you just let me try and do first aid on him? I'm still 30, but I think that's too high of a cost.
Aren't you bleeding out right now?
Who, me?
Yeah.
No, I'm still conscious.
Yeah, but yeah, I think you have a giant knife wound in your side.
Yeah.
Possibly through your liver.
Yeah. I feel bad.
It hurts a bit.
Well, I feel bad emotionally and physically.
You could drag him over to me. I've got first aid 50, and while I'm covering the door and keeping Grace from killing anyone else, I could, you know, do that as
you
well.
Just kick me in the face and wake me up.
I don't know. I'd spend the luck, but 10, that's
no,
a lot of luck to spend.
I think just take it as a loss. Just,
I think, just, yeah, well, yeah. Sorry, buddy. Sorry, I tried.
All right.
I thought you were supposed to use the tongue with a kiss of life. Didn't work.
All right, Robert.
What would you say as a GM if I wanted to drag Grant over to where Andre was? I certainly have the strength for it, although I am probably a little fucked up right now.
Sure. I mean... Are you joking, or are you looking for someone?
No, I'm serious. I mean, he's got the best first aid skill.
Yeah, I mean, I got a 40. It seems like every time I heal someone, something jumps on my back.
So what do you guys think? Should I drag him over, or I can try and heal him too? I've just got the default base 30.
I have no opinion.
I don't think we should distract Andre or bring the person with 0 hit points closer to...
All right. Yeah. I will try. I will do first aid. Let's give this a whirl.
All right. Give it a shot.
First aid. Oh, that would be a fail by quite a bit.
All right, Robert.
I'm very disappointed.
Sorry. So sorry.
If you want me to help you... Give me absolutely no sign. That will be done.
All right. So, in that extremely long, drawn-out entry, let's see. All of a sudden, the door burst open, and two large dog-like creatures jump in. Snarling and
like a cat-like creature.
Snarling and yelping like rabid dogs. They join the fray. The door bursts open. Shards of wood are flying everywhere.
And this is shards of MP40 bullets back.
Yeah, of course.
In that direction.
Of course. All right, let me get these guys set up.
And he was holding his action, right? So he should be able to go.
Yeah, yeah. So we've got basically Jerry and... who was it? Jerry and Andre. Yeah. Let me get... I don't know why these are jumping around here. All right, Andre. So you... Yeah, this creature is right on you. And... So you've got your MP40 ready. You have a couple different options. You can use automatic fire, I can go to the rules on that, or you can squeeze off a single round. Basically, for automatic fire, you basically fire multiple volleys.
Okay.
And each volley has so many shots in it. So we basically take your skill with that weapon, which is what?
75.
We divide that by 10 and round down. And so each volley can have up to 7 bullets in it.
Okay.
And then you decide how many volleys, this is really involved, how many volleys do you want to shoot? And so each
one... Yeah, GURPS isn't this complicated.
Yeah, each one of those is up to 7 bullets. So let's say that you want to fire two volleys of 7.
Okay. Right?
So you're going to make 2 rolls, one for each volley. Right. And if you hit as normal, then half of the volley hits, basically.
Okay.
So
it doesn't degrade my skill or have a penalty to fire multiple volleys?
The first volley is at normal, and then the second and subsequent volleys do have penalties. So, like, the first one would be at one penalty, or excuse me, the first volley would be at no penalty, the second volley would be at one penalty die, the third one would be at 2 penalty dice, and then 2 penalty dice is the maximum, so we would start doing, rather than normal success, it'd have to be hard success, and then it would have to be an extreme success. So, like, if you did 5 volleys, that would be upwards of 35 bullets. The last one would be an extreme, I think, with 2 penalty dice, something like that.
And the refresh my recollection about how the penalty dice work. So if I had 1 penalty die, mm-hmm. I would roll the tens die twice and take the worst?
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
Correct. And if you had 2 penalty dice, you would roll 3, you know, 10 dice, and you would take
the worst. And is there any way to macro that? Or is there a macro for that mix sheet? I'm just going to have to...
I think if you click the green dice in the character sheet, it'll actually show you... you can even give that a practice if you want.
Is it the green or the gray?
It must be the gray. I normally click the green. So.
Oh, is it? Okay. So, like,
It gives you penalty and bonus dice.
Yeah. So you don't tell it ahead of time, you know, what you're trying to target it, but it'll give you the results up to plus two bonus die or minus 2. So you rolled firearms. You would have failed if you had 2 penalty dice. You would have failed if you had 1 penalty dice. A normal shot would have failed as well because you rolled a 82. Yeah.
Okay. So basically I'll just... I can basically click the gray one each time and we can just see what the result is.
So I'll give you a couple different options. You know, if you wanted to fire 1 volley, you would roll against your normal target. And if you hit half of the bullets, which half of 7, I don't know if that rounds up or rounds down. It does something amazing.
Let me ask you this. Would I be able
to... Round down, minimum of 1.
Put a volley on each as they come through the door, or is the one that's coming right at me basically going to occupy my ability to engage?
Yes, good question. You can actually fire a volley at each, but you would need to fire an additional... You have to kind of walk the bullets across.
Yeah.
One bullet per meter per yard. Per yard. So
you can deduct that.
That's gonna be his only success for the night too, is his accounting.
Probably.
I figured out how to do it. Sorry.
So Andre, here's a way that you could do it. I'm just throwing out there's multiple dozens and dozens of combinations. You could fire a volley at the one closest to you with up to 7 bullets. You could walk across the empty square in between the two and spend an additional 3 bullets, and then the other one you could fire a volley at as well.
That's what I'm going to do.
Okay. And naturally, the second volley would...
it's going to be a penalty.
Would it be a penalty? Okay.
So here is the non-penalized first volley at the one coming at me.
Okay. Oh, ooh, boom! Nice. Stream, goodness gracious. Oh, my goodness. He rolled an 11.
Kill.
Yeah, he's in a lot of trouble. Yeah. Okay, let's... So
max plus roll for damage, right?
Yes. Okay. So let's hold the damage for a second. Why don't you roll for the other one at a single penalty die?
Here we go.
Oh.
Fail.
Dang it. Okay.
All right. So, that's going to be 7 plus 7 plus 3. That's 17 bullets. The report of the submachine gun echoes loudly in the small room.
I got a little too impressed with my first shot. Kind of distracted me.
Well, your second shot was good, too, except your penalty die roll sucked.
Yep.
Oh, and even better. So normally, in a volley like that, half the bullets hit, but in an extreme success, all shots fired hit the target.
Nice.
The first half of which is impaled. So three of those are going to impale. What's your damage on those? On the bullets?
1d10.
Holy shit.
That's what you told me.
Yeah, what is that? That's 20 and 20.
No, it's 40 usually.
40 usually. What's in,
I'm hoping you can stop trying to figure out if he's dead or not pretty soon.
Yeah. Yeah, I just want to make sure I get this right in case it really matters. Where is... Impale. Max damage plus damage bonus plus roll weapon damage. Okay, so 10 plus a d10. So, Rex, for the first impaling bullet, give me a d10.
Okay.
So, 6 and 10 is 16. Okay, give me another one.
I should have been using this the whole time.
Yeah.
7 and 10, and so that's 33.
Mm-hmm.
And the other... And then give me... how many bullets left is that? Oh, that's only two. Give me a third one. Holy shit. 2 and 12. 45. And give me 4d10.
All right.
You can do a custom die roll for that.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing right now.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
19.
64.
All right.
Shrugs it off.
You riddle the shots of riddle this creature's body with 7 shots close range, and he is thrown with a splat back into the wall and falls clearly dead.
Nice.
Nicely done.
So here's the bad news. Mm-hmm. Let's go back and look at my second shot that missed.
Okay.
My second roll
was
a 98, which would appear to be one above my malfunction number of 97.
Does the mouth count on a disadvantage die?
I would. That seems pretty brutal.
Yeah, I mean, if just because you're putting it on full auto, you're going to more likely malfunction, I don't know.
Well, it actually makes sense to me that you were more likely to malfunction if you went full auto. But...
Well, it's also a weapon stamped out of sheet metal that was known to jam, so...
I suppose.
The Sten gun should have a mouth of, like, 40. It was terrible.
I mean,
looks cool.
It does.
Assumption is that basically... These are all your rolls, and you take the worst of...
Yeah, no, it makes sense.
...rolls. So, the reason it missed is because the bullets quit coming out of the end of the barrel.
Way to go, Andre. Just pull out your knife and jump on it.
Yep. Point the barrel towards your eyes and look down and make sure they're not there. Hello?
Something's stuck in there!
bang the stock on the ground. Bang the stock on the ground, it'll come out.
Yeah, it just says any attack roll. So I guess, yeah, you jammed up.
Okay. Mm.
So one bullet hit. Is that right?
One round. Yeah, the second round the gun went...
Yeah. So he,
so he's the second round shot came out, or
he yeah. still shot the first creature that's splattered against yeah. the wall. The other one mid
as I started
shot,
to spray it across, yeah. it jammed.
Sacred blood.
Yeah, you can instead of instead of 17 bullets, let's say you expended 12.
Should you just want me to manually reduce that off my ammo?
Yeah, if you could please.
All right.
All right, Jerry, you were almost saved. but you hear the click, clack, kirk of your colleague's gun, and you've got one of these creatures right next to you. Snarly, gnarr, saliva
should,
coming down
does
his...
Does he get an advantage die for point blank?
Well, there's actually a spot rule that says for long arms, like shotguns, you don't get the point blank bonus.
Oh,
and
okay.
In these close quarters, I kind of like that. So
yeah, mm-hmm.
yeah. Think of the fury of combat and trying to swing around this large 12 gauge shotgun.
Well, I will point at the beast and do my best to hit it.
Okay. Yeah, you are at short range, and you can go ahead and. Roll against your firearms. I think you got a shotgun skill, probably. Rifle
I
shotgun.
Do.
Rifle shotgun. Yeah.
And it sucks, so let's see here. So is this the 4d6 damage one, because he's short range?
Yes.
Yeah, 4d6. Yeah. Okay, yep. Then I'll just hit that button.
No. Yep.
Fail. Okay. And, I'm sorry, what did we say? That was your one of two, one of two barrels?
Yeah, because I suck, so I'm not going to double barrel anything.
Okay. Got it. All right, so I can put you guys back down on the order. Andre and Grant is unconscious. Oh, great! Grace was kind of readied herself. Let me roll.
She should charge in and swing with her.
Yes, and that's exactly what she does, except with
nice Grace
blood.
She didn't try first aid on me. That's
she
disappointing.
die!
She brought green goo on your wounds.
She with a yelp, blood-curling scream, she launches from her... Even in her wounded state, you guys are kind of amazed at how quick she covers those 10 feet.
Nice. That's my girl.
That's my girl. Where's her attack?
Andre visibly stiffens.
You mean little, what I think you meant?
You dirty little Frenchman, you.
All right, she kind of the sharp end of the military shovel. She slams it into the side of the creature, kind of right at the shoulder level. And blood spurts out. Actually, gets on Jerry a little bit, and she says, got you. And does some damage. Okay.
Hey, Ty.
Yeah.
Just real quick. Shoulder is a trigger word for me. So, go in there anymore. I appreciate that. So.
Okay.
Kill all the children you want, but don't talk about her shoulders.
All right, so that one comes out. Let's get him out of the action. So even with a momentary distraction from Grace, the creature snaps at Jerry with his large jaws and sharp teeth. Sharp, pointy teeth.
Look at the bones.
He tries to chomp at you, Jerry.
Yeah, I'll fight back.
And he bring out. Oh yeah, go ahead. Give me a fight back roll. You know, this is actually a maneuver, so go ahead. When you roll against it, you fight back, or
yeah,
or you try to miss it. So
I tried to fail horribly.
Okay. It missed as well, so he swings at you with a claw. And do you want to fight back?
I will again.
You can do so. It's going to be at a penalty die for a second attack. You are amazed at the speed of this creature.
Ooh, still a success.
Still a success. So, let's see. He succeeded and you succeeded.
He wins.
He wins. That's right. Let's take a look at his... Oh, you actually can see the muscles of this creature rippling. Large rippling muscles, veiny. Amazed at the strength and speed of this creature. His gross, pointy, finger-like claws will do so much damage that is listed here somewhere. Aha! And damage bonus. Ooh, you take 2 points of damage.
Alrighty.
And do you know how to adjust that?
That's just going to adjust it in my character sheet. Is that appropriate?
Fair enough, yeah.
Is there a way to do it with just...
You can just click on the number, I think.
Ooh. Oh, look at that. Okay.
All right.
So I'm down to 3.
Well, you're still doing better than I am.
All right. That is the end of that round. I need everybody to make a luck roll, except for Grant.
Fuck's sake. Hate luck rolls.
Hard success for Andre.
Oh. I mean, you can't spend luck on luck. I failed by 2.
Hard success for you.
Everyone's getting hard successes except for Duck.
Yep. I guess it's not going to be good for me.
Even I got a success.
Oh, yeah. I'll roll for Grace. Thank you for the reminder. She's okay. Okay. Duck, you failed.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I need everyone to make another luck roll.
Oh. Hard for Hugh.
Oh, I got a hard success this time.
Nice.
I got a success.
Okay.
Can I give somebody my hard success?
Is that a nickname for something? Or?
Code. Code.
All right.
But, quick technical question.
Uh huh, sure.
On the character sheet, there's like the green die and then the grayed out die. Which one?
Gray will give you advantage and disadvantage die. If you're just rolling normally, hit the green one.
Okay, that's what I've been doing. Okay, great. Thanks.
I failed that one.
All right. Two more creatures burst forth. One right next to Robert, bursting through a side door that leads somewhere unknown. And I need to be able to... How do I do that? Here we go. And then one right next to Jerry as well. And, I need to do something really quickly. Just give me a moment.
I feel like we're playing aliens.
He's making
Marines,
that bonus die roll.
We are leaving.
Bonus bugs.
It's all over, man.
All right. Yes, so we've got 3 of these slobbering, yelping, muscular, pointy-teethed, fanged. Jerry, give me a spot hit and roll.
There's more.
Awesome. Oh, jeez.
They're in the ceiling. Okay.
They're right on us, man. They're right on us.
It's all over, man.
You want some of this? I got some for you. Okay. All right. You don't notice anything. Andre. So, yes. Andre, let's talk about your tactical situation here. You see that Grace and Jerry are perhaps a little bit in your way. Right? If you were to fire at that creature, oh, you got to unjam. Yeah.
Well, that was going to be my question.
Yes.
Is do I have to make a roll to unjam?
Yeah. Fixing a jam takes 1d6 combat rounds, plus a successful mechanical repair roll or firearm skill roll.
I should drop it.
The user.
Yeah, we'll all be dead by then.
The user can keep trying once per round until succeeding. If the fumble roll is a fumble, we can say that the gun is broken or something like that. Now, if I remember your character sheet, though, you had like an insane number of weapons listed. I probably should have addressed that. You've got a knife, a pistol.
I kept adding stuff without taking anything off, just so the stats were there.
Yeah.
So I would have brought the knife, the MP40, and the shovel. Those are the three things that I would have.
Fair enough. So, yeah, I guess you need to decide if you want to attempt to unjam it, and then I would check to see, perhaps secretly, how long it might take, how many rounds. And then, you know, if it were this round, I'd say, yeah, go ahead and make a roll. If it's later, I'm going to say you're going to have to keep working on it, or you can switch to another thing.
This is going too bad too fast, so I just drop this lousy piece of German equipment and pull out my shovel.
Yeah, and in fact, with that, I'm going to drop you back down in the dex order. Back to your, 62 is your dex?
65.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, that bonus is really only for if you've got ready. a weapon ready.
Yep.
Where did you go? Okay. Gerald, you've got a creature in front of you, and actually to your side, too. Yeah, you can pick your target, but...
If I shoot the one that she just whacked at with the shovel, there's a probability I may hit her, right?
Yeah, I mean, so what I'd like to do with these close quarters is if you fumble your shot, maybe I should have done this for Andre earlier. But if you fumble your shot, there's a chance, not automatic, but there's a chance you may hit a colleague. This is fast, furious combat. The creatures are jumping off the walls. You're training your guns all over the place.
They're all around us, man. Exactly. Coming out of the walls.
Exactly.
I want you to lay down a suppressing fire and fall back by squads.
All right, I'm going to...
If that colleague's Robert, we're okay with it, though, right?
Of course. I mean, there's tradition.
Apparently.
There. I'm going to shoot at the new one that just came out.
Okay. You swirl towards him, and you unleash your second
swirl and shoot.
And shoot. All right,
he's fabulous.
And yeah, your second shot is a deafening report, but misses entirely, and actually splinters the door that the creature came through in the first place.
Alrighty.
All right. Sorry to hear that.
I think you should check and make sure you don't hit Hugh.
All right, Hugh. This dex order assumes that you've got a weapon or a shotgun ready.
I have a shotgun ready, but it's unloaded.
Oh.
So I'm going to take my round now to put two shells into my shotgun.
Okay. Fair enough. You load up. Robert.
I am going to unload at the dude that just came through the door.
Okay. You want to give him a shotgun shot there, huh?
Yeah, I've only got one in the chamber, so I can.
Okay, fair enough. Success. So give me a 4d10. Or no, 4d. What?
Why did it do
46 it should be.
It has. 46. Oh, I rolled it already. It's in there. It's an 8.
3 plus 3 plus 1 plus 1. Okay.
Yeah, sucky damage.
So that's. Okay.
Something, I guess.
Oh, 46 gave you an 8. That's...
Yes. Well, I did 2 1s.
All right, why can I not?
Oh, if only I weren't unconscious.
Here we go.
It's all right. He's coming after me.
All right, let me get, let's see, which guy is this guy here? Okay, Robert, that was your shot. You're out of, your chambers are empty.
Correct.
All right. Yes. This creature snaps at you with his jaws. As you can barely keep him off with your arm. So we're going to do a maneuver attack. And okay. Why don't you give me an opposing roll on that, on your strength? Or yeah, sorry, your strength. Brawl? Your brawl?
Yeah, I'm going to fight back.
Right? Yep.
Extreme success.
Extreme.
Okay. Bitch.
All right, so you're able to...
Fling him over your shoulder.
Fight back. Okay. So, yeah, I mean, so he was trying to bite you, and you were able to hold him off with your immense strength. He's going to now swing at you with a claw.
Now, do I get to damage him with my fighting back, or I just stop him from killing
him?
Yeah,
on a maneuver, you basically just stop him.
Okay.
Yeah, now on this attack, you could potentially damage him, because this is kind of a regular melee attack.
Now, do I have a disadvantage die on this one?
You do.
Okay, I'm still going to fight back.
Yeah.
I fail.
You fail, uh-oh. Robert.
Yeah, this is not going to go well for me.
He takes 6 points of damage.
I am dying.
Oh, no.
All right.
No!
On your character sheet, there is a little box that says... Nothing. Okay. I thought there was a dying box, but there's not.
There's a pulp HP. I don't know what that means.
Yeah.
I've been turned to pulp.
All right, Robert, you fall to the ground. All right, so just mechanically...
I should have cast the flame armor spell, damn it.
Oh, well. So because Robert is he had a major wound, and he's down to 0 hit points, he's now dying. Someone needs to administer first aid to him successfully this turn. If they fail or no one does it, he has to pass a con roll, and he has to do that every.
Con's not great.
He has to pass that every round, and if he fails, it's
lights out.
It's lights out forever.
No.
Oh man.
Yep. And the guy standing right next to you
is crappy at healing.
Is crappy at healing, and the other guy next to you is unconscious.
Unconscious. Yeah. Well, because of me, but whatever.
Yeah. I'm sending you positive vibes, though. So,
hopefully your affairs are in order.
All right, that's you dying. Okay, that was Creature T.
Oh, Robert.
Creature C.
Maybe I'll come back as an annoying Frenchman.
Oh, there's a garlic breath in your hairy armpits.
All right.
What is Grace's?
Grace's what?
That she doesn't have a ranged weapon, right? So
phone number? Is that?
No, her initiative order. I'm just looking at the turn order.
Yeah, she's 60. Her dex is 62. Oh. So if you've got a firearm prepared, you get plus 50 to your dex.
Oh, okay.
If you just got a melee weapon like she does, then it's just your normal dex. Okay, so the creature next to you, Jerry, is active. Why don't you give me a luck roll? I want to see if it's goes to you or Grace. Yeah, nice job. Okay. Noticing the shovel embedded in its shoulder, the creature turns to Grace and attempts to chaw at her, and she keeps it off. It claws at her. Nope. And actually does a second claw. I should be seeing if she opposes that. Let me check her. All right. She opposes the first claw. No do. Nice dice. And yeah. On the second claw attack, Grace does this, again, surprisingly swift combat move, ducks under the swing, and rams the shovel back into the creature's gut for some damage. blood is oozing from a couple different places on this creature. All right. Andre, you've got some melee opportunities here.
Do I have an opportunity to run to Roberts and administer first aid?
Sure. You want to give that a shot this turn? Yeah. Pick a location and make a roll. Don't fail.
No pressure.
No pressure.
You're the only one who can save him. No pressure.
Here. And, all right, Roberts, we've been through, well, I feel like we've been through more than we've been through.
Previous lives, perhaps.
Yes. Like a past life.
You're my only hope.
All right, first aid, where did that go? Here we go.
Oh, Roberts. Oh, can't luck it. Can't even luck it.
Wow, nope. Not even.
Not even close.
You could push it. In his state, might be lights out. You may.
I look down at Robert. I realize this is a much more difficult situation. I just look, seeing if I get some sense of whether he just wants me to let him go peacefully or make one last.
Does he have a DNR on his jacket?
Yeah.
Well,
doesn't Hugh have one roll left?
So, at the end of this turn, I'm going to be rolling against a 45, and if I miss that roll, I'm going to die.
And you have a 50.
And okay. You have a 50. So I say, push it, baby.
Yeah.
All right.
Push it, yeah. If
push it real good.
In the fury of battle, should you fail this roll, Robert will be beyond salvation.
Robert.
I don't know why am I relying on a Rex die roll?
This is a terrible decision. You're a terrible decision.
Rock bottom.
Can't go any lower.
It comes, Robert. I'm not even gonna look.
Hey!
Oh! He comes through.
Nice.
Still a terrible decision. Absolutely terrible decision. Yeah.
It's the best decision I could have made in the situation.
Yep. All right. Yes, you successfully administered first aid. Robert is temporarily stabilized back up to one hit point. For all the good that'll
watch me die anyway.
Yeah, you're going to need some medicine, but we'll have to worry about that later.
Yep. And rabies shots. Don't forget the rabies shots. Yeah.
No, definitely.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay, so that was Andre coming through.
Nice job, buddy.
All right. Grace takes another swing at the creature in front of her, who fights back. And no result. No result. They're locked in combat. All right. And this last creature jumps towards Jerry. Oh, no. You know, actually, Jerry, you didn't see it before, but this creature, strangely, has a revolver in its hand.
Oh,
and
that was a spot head and roll.
He lifts it and points it at you and appears to...
Oh, you didn't see. There's an ape in the corner of the room that starts attacking you. You didn't know it was there. A giant ape in the corner.
And it comes to life.
All right.
I feel like I want to shoot Kyle.
Oh, the shot hits.
Like dodge or something?
Yeah, it's right.
You can try and dodge.
You can try to dodge. Yeah, I'll give you a dodge roll.
Duck, dodge, dive.
Diff, dodge. Dip, dive, and dodge.
Success. 32.
Ooh.
Okay.
Look at
you. Nice. Yeah.
It's going on Matrix.
Bullet time, baby.
Bullet time. Yeah. You dodge out of the way. You know what? For that, though, to occur, since you've already gone this round, I'm going to knock you back down to your regular dex for next round. Okay?
Yep.
Fair enough. And Grant Sullivan still unconscious. But not dying, I should point out.
Like, yeah, that, yeah. So we know.
All right, so we've got, three creatures in the room? One with a gun? Good times.
Actually, the one with a gun is probably the least dangerous.
All right.
Because the other ones seem to have a mouth and, like, two claw attacks.
Hugh, you are up first, amazingly. Well, I think.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Jerry. Oh, no, I knocked your decks down for that.
Yeah, I'm down. Yep.
And Andre's got a regular weapon. Oh, no, he was doing first
aid. He's got a shovel.
Okay.
Yeah, he has a shovel.
Yeah, it's your...
Probably under his arm while he's administering first aid to me.
For sure.
I set it down right next to your body.
Just in case you needed to bury him.
Exactly.
All right, Hugh, you are up.
Okay, well, I have a fully loaded shotgun now.
You sure do.
Primed and ready, and I'm going to go at the creature that has come in, well, right next to me and Robert.
Okay.
So I'm going to give them both barrels.
Yeah, Robert and Grant are on the ground for the most part, so you're not really blocked by them in any case. There should be something about firing. Do we talk about firing both barrels before?
I don't think we have. No, we have not.
Do I not? Is it disadvantageous to do that? Or
no, I don't know. There should be a handguns firing. Someone should know this.
Let's see. I've got.
Is that in my... Where's my little rule book thing? I mean, my gut tells me it's probably a penalty die for either both or the second roll.
So there's no point in doing it, really. Well, I guess you get the, if you pass it, then you get all that extra damage, so...
Yeah. Shotguns. Sports. Function.
Are you looking at the 7th edition rules? That's where I'm looking.
Yeah, I'm looking at the... There's a keeper references thing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Solid slugs. Yeah. I'll do that. I mean, I could keep looking forever. If you want to do both barrels, the first one will be at normal, and then the second one would be with a penalty die.
Okay, you know what? I think I'll just do one then. It's going to do 4d6 at this range anyway, so...
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
I've got a pretty good stat on that. Okay, so I'm gonna do one barrel. Let's see, shotgun. There we are.
Nice.
How does that damage? Oh, I see.
Heart success. And
I typed in the damage.
Divided by 2d6 divided by.
Well, no, because I typed it in the way it has in the manual. So it's 4d6 at 10 yards.
Yeah.
2d6 at 20 yards.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. So hard success, and it looks like you've done 7
3,
and
four.
8 is 15 points of damage.
Okay.
Right? All right. So...
I'll take an ammo off, down to 7.
Yes.
I'm down to 6, actually, because I've got 2 in the shotgun there.
All right. That's
a point.
Go ahead.
Sorry, good. Well, I was saying, are we at point-blank range in here?
Yeah, what I was saying is that kind of for this really close quarters and furied combat, the long arms, like shotguns, wouldn't get a bonus die for a point-blank pistol.
If only somebody had pistols.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's a really good shot on that creature. And let me check something on him. He snarls at you.
So his head doesn't vaporize, unfortunately.
It does not. In fact, give me an idea roll.
Idea roll, okay. What's that? Intelligence.
I think it's just intelligence. Yeah.
Okay. Hard success.
Yeah, you're a bit mystified that this creature is not dead. By all intents and purposes, you would think that a creature this size, humanoid, you're a bit mystified of why it's still it's definitely injured, but it's still kicking.
Damn. Okay.
Okay. Robert, you've got one before lapsing into unconsciousness. Your close and good friend Andre was able to keep you in the fight.
Thank you, Andre. I'm on the ground, though.
Yeah. Yeah.
Perhaps crawling away, Robert. Perhaps.
I'm thinking, no, that is not what Robert would do. Robert would get to one knee and swing his fucking shotgun at this thing with a roar of, like, bestial anger.
Nice. Okay. Yeah, give me a... he's going to fight back. So give me a brawl roll.
Is he fighting back, or is it his turn? I guess this thing is attacking him.
Oh, if you're doing a melee, I'm going to have to knock you down to 32. Dex.
Oh, right. So the creature's up first, and he's attacking me.
You're going to...
Oh, come on.
Sorry. it's that creature.
You just blast him?
He blasted him.
The shotgun?
Huge.
He's going to attack the guy laying on the ground?
I'm going to use one of my favorite mechanics. Hugh, Robert, luck Andre, luck roll. Oh,
all right.
Nice. Can I intentionally fail it?
I failed it.
It's okay, don't worry.
Sorry.
Luck.
Sorry.
There you go. No, it's all right.
Looking to finish off his prey, the creature leaps on top of Robert and bites him. Or attempts to bite him.
I'm fighting back, motherfucker.
Sure.
Where is my brawl?
Success. You fight his chomping jaw off, but he claws you next. You're going to fight back.
I fight back again. Now I am at a disadvantage.
Sure.
Motherfucker. Oh.
Fail. All right. Well, he misses you anyway. And one more claw.
Do I fight back with another disadvantage or two disadvantages?
Why don't you roll it and I'll figure it out.
Because my dodge is so shitty. All right, I got to fight back. I would succeed even with one disadvantage.
Ooh. Yeah, so he succeeded and you succeeded, so...
I would be hard.
Oh, but you would be hard, but he... 40 divided by... He rolled a 10, that's a quarter.
He would be hard as well.
He's as hard as well. Okay, yeah. His claws dig into your neck.
You're dying again.
Spray of blood. Yeah. Robert falls back.
Motherfucker!
Another wound is opened up. And, you're down to zero. Okay.
It's just a flesh wound.
He's had lots of those. He's still alive.
I think Mike's going to have... Some free Sunday nights in the future.
Or I'm going to be rolling up a character.
Yeah.
So, this is kind of where it gets a little silly. So, Robert, let me think about how this will work. All right, so this creature is gone. Andre, you did first aid last turn?
Correct.
Right? All right. So, at the end of this turn... Robert's going to have to do his con roll unless someone else saves him.
Okay, but everybody's gone pretty much, right?
But Andre is still around. He's still
I was sure. I guess I'm going to ask the creature to quit biting Robert. So I can
do you mind?
You're messing up my work.
But realistically, the only thing I can do is try to take the creature out or grapple it so it can't attack Robert anymore. So.
But I'm still in the mix. I got one.
The creature is hurt anyway.
Yeah, the creature is kicking, but he's you know, he took a pretty heavy shot from Hugh. By all intents, he probably should be dead, but is not.
I would appreciate a bandage on my neck, my spurting neck wound.
I mean, if Ty says that it's plausible that I could somehow provide first aid, I'll be more than happy to do it. I'm just thinking we're stretching the realms of plausibility.
Yeah.
So drop out?
This creature, what was that?
Someone dropped out for the call.
Oh, really?
That was Kyle. Now he's back.
Kyle. Dirty bastard.
I dropped.
Okay. Yeah, you know what? The creature's right on top of Robert, tearing into him. Andre, you're going to have to come up with something else to do.
Yeah. Go after the creature, dude.
I could either try to kill it with a shovel, or I could, if I tried to grab it and, like, pull it off of Andre, and, like, you know, fling it in the corner, grapple it, whatever.
Watch out for acid splash.
Those both be fighting brawl, I would assume.
Yeah, I mean, if you're trying to, in a sense, you're trying to, it sounds like you're trying to maneuver him off of Robert, so you're trying to grapple him.
Trying to figure out whether, how realistic an option that is versus just smacking the shit out of it with the shovel.
I think both are reasonable. I mean, that would delay that creature until the next round, I guess.
It's already gone, hasn't it?
What I mean is, if you're going to try to grapple him, like just hold him, then next turn there would have to be some sort of strength roll off.
Right.
Yeah.
Just whack his head off.
I'm going to attack him with the shovel.
Yep.
Okay. Best. Yeah. So let's. He's gonna fight back.
Okay. Roll it.
Oh shit.
Boom.
Ooh. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. He rolled a 99. So he missed quite a bit. I think Grace's shovel was 1d6.
Yeah. I had put 1d6 plus 1.
Probably for your strength bonus? Or is it just...
Could be.
That's
what I put in when you told me what the stats were.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so give me 1d6 plus 1 plus your strength.
It's in the roll.
Okay.
I think.
Oh, is it? Let's see what... Okay. Seven. Ah, yeah.
Nice.
Right in the neck, you catch this creature. It splits the creature's neck open about 3/4 of the way through. And its head is kind of... hanging off the side of its body, and it fades away.
Quit trying to kill my friend!
Which one was that? That was T, yes.
You better make this con roll.
Seriously.
I think I should be able to push it for free, because what's going to happen? One of you is going to die? Yeah, I'll do that.
Jerry, make me a luck roll. The creature comes at you with a jaw attack. Alright, this is a maneuver roll, so give me a fighting brawl.
Oh, the one that was on ground, okay.
Yeah, he's coming after you now. Nicely done. Ooh, he really missed. Okay. And now he tries to claw at you. Why don't you give me another roll? Penalty to die. Oh, these guys suck.
Oh, extreme.
Wow. Okay.
Big time.
Yeah, you duck under his somewhat clumsy blow and get your own strike in. What's your, let's call it I don't know. Robert, do you remember what we were doing with your gun attacks? Your like the butt
it's
of
like
your
a
barrel?
Club.
Like a 1d4?
Like 1d6 or something.
1d6? All right. Well, 1d6.
1d6 seems kind of strong. The knife's 1d4 plus
it's
2.
It's 1d4. It was 1d4.
All right, let's do 1d4 plus your strength bonus.
But he got an extreme, so it'd be 4 plus 1d4, right?
Not on the fighting back.
Not on the fight back.
Yeah, just on your own attack.
Nice try, though.
I'm working for you, man.
Thank you.
Right. Do you have any damage bonus?
No.
Okay. Yeah, you clock him in the draw with the butt of your shotgun, and he takes 2 damage. All right, and Grace tries to finish him off with a shovel. Attack, and what is her? I keep on forgetting her attack. Ooh, nice. And the creature fights back at a penalty. And penalty is that is equal, So that means she wins for D6. Ooh, holy smokes. Chops off one of the creature's legs, who falls to the ground and bleeds out.
Nice.
Okay. Well, you guys may actually make this. Jerry, I've got you up. You're what? You're out of... Oh, no.
I'm out of shotgun ammo.
Okay.
So I'm going to drop my shotgun and pull my pistol.
Okay.
And I guess that's my turn.
Okay.
But actually...
You can shoot with a disadvantage.
Yeah,
you could
do a shot with a penalty if you want.
Why the fuck not, I guess.
Okay.
So...
All right, and so this will be point-blank range. Well, so penalty, but for a pistol, you get a point-blank bonus.
So you should just roll normal.
Straight up, yeah.
Yep, that's about right.
94. Okay, you're okay. All right. And this creature, still trying to figure out his own revolver, is going to shoot at you. Oh, and misses badly. Okay. End of round.
Robert.
I'd like you to make a con roll. Now, let's before you do that, like, I don't know what happened. I don't know if you can do pushing and luck.
Probably can't. Because what's good? What are you going to threaten me with?
Exactly. Yeah. If you just can live with it for whatever.
Now I'm going to spend all my fucking luck if I need to.
If you're allowed to, and you need to.
If I'm allowed to.
Let's see here. Where is the luck limits on skill or attribute? Right. Not on luck, damage, sanity, criticals. Yeah, this is not really a...
This is an attribute, though. It's a con attribute.
Yeah, you know what? I guess you're right. But you can't do it on damage. This isn't really damage, though.
Right, it's your call. Just imagine the fun you'll have when my luck is 5.
Yeah, I know. I actually am thinking about that. Okay. for all intents, you may actually pass it miraculously.
All right, let's just roll it.
Give it a roll, yeah.
Oh, yeah,
holy
buddy.
Shit!
Prison, my brother.
Unbelievable.
I want a fucking glowing light around me.
I have a plane ticket now.
You are floating
Vegas
in the air.
I want to like, you know, like lever up on my feet like in the Matrix.
Yeah,
and just like,
yeah. Now, all that now just for the recording. That was a 1. So nicely done. So you are not dead.
All I did was avoid death.
You avoided death.
But you did it so well.
I should get so well.
Yeah.
It's like a 1% chance, dude.
Yeah. So you are dying but not dead. I guess is the way I'm thinking about it.
You had a chance to really, really make a difference there as a GM, Ty.
My wife will tell you, I play by the rules a little bit too much, I guess. So.
Missed opportunities.
Yeah. Oh, well. Okay.
I'm in the log, so there you go.
So we are back to the top of the round. Hugh, I think we've got you with one shotgun round left.
One shell
yeah.
One guy 10 feet away, so...
Yeah.
Let's...
Well, you could also try and stop me from dying. Just saying.
Or I could put you out of your misery if you don't watch.
You could. Yeah, I mean, that's been done before.
I've been waiting for this.
That's kind of how I'm in this situation.
So, I think our immediate worry though is the creature.
Okay, whatever.
Who could do more damage? And you remember last time I didn't really help you much, so I'm going to take a shot at the creature.
All right. Better not miss.
Where's my shotgun? Hang on. Here we are.
You shouldn't have said that.
All right.
Let's see. No, I'm not going to burn 7 luck on that.
Oh, you can't. Yeah, you can't. No luck on combat.
Oh, you can't anyway. Okay.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
Oh well.
Oh, I take that back. You can luck. Let's see.
Yeah,
just damage. You can't luck.
Yeah, you can't. Yeah. You can't push. Thank God, you can't push combat. That's right.
Yeah. 0.53 damage might have done something.
Yeah, how the hell has that happened? I mean, it's because you have the damage listed as a division.
Well, no, it's because the damage is, there's three sets of damage for this, right?
Yeah. Well, you should just change the damage to whatever range you're at, and then it would work.
And it changes it every single time.
No, just add three different lines for shotgun. That's what I did.
Yeah, or add.
Well, I see, okay.
Ranges for shotgun.
All you computer geeks know this shit.
it's advanced.
It's advanced.
All right. Yeah,
so it would have been 7, 10, 16.
I mean, you can hover over it. We can see. You would have been
16.
Yep.
Yeah. Andre.
It doesn't matter. You missed.
I missed.
So, am I allowed to do first aid on Robert again?
Yeah, now that the creature's off him, you can certainly give that a shot. It has to be mouth-to-mouth this time, though.
I'm okay with that.
In the French style.
I just can't quit you.
Yeah, French style mouth-to-mouth.
Broke back Cthulhu.
Andre quickly glances at Grace to see if she's watching.
What, does he want her to watch?
How old is this?
This game is just, really,
are we going to bookend later, or?
Andre's got this whole Grace Roberts thing he's trying to sort out right now. he'll roll, see how this goes.
You can do it. Oh, fuck. I still have a feeling I'm going to die.
I mean, you don't even roll close sometimes. Okay. All right.
The push again, Robert? And what would the push consequence be for me other than...
I would probably die.
Yeah, I think that's what we were kind of saying last time. Let's switch it up. Andre, if you fail, you will have maneuvered yourself into a position to save Robert that puts you in the path of the creature that's still around.
I'm completely cool with that.
All right.
Wow, what a guy.
So I'm going to move you right here.
Okay.
You know, you're kind of diagonal from Robert. And you can go ahead and make another first aid roll.
All right, buddy.
Nice.
Let's see this, correct, Robert?
Well, I'm not going to die. I mean, you've taken the fail consequence on yourself.
I think Jerry wants you to fail.
Okay. Yeah, because then Jerry's okay.
There's no more luck rolls for Jerry.
All right, let's give this a roll. All
right. Do it, man.
Hey!
Oh, yay.
All right.
You're all about the second roll, man.
Yeah.
That's what we got to remember about Rex. Yep. All right. Always push
I just like the dramatic tension. That's the thing.
Right. That's right.
All right, so dramatically, you have
I'm back to one.
Stabilized Robert, and he's back up to one hit point. Let's see, that was Andre. Grace with a... You know what? Here's... See, she actually runs to Robert's side.
Oh, no.
And Robert, she shoves something into your hand. And whispers something in your ear.
You can send me a specific chat message.
Yeah,
by
I'm trying to do that.
Slash W,
and then my user ID,
and then your user ID. Yeah.
Slash W.
It's a note that says, "Do you like me?" Yes.
No, or no. I know phone number. Let me.
Hey, now Andre's really seriously conflicted.
Yeah, you should be able to just say slash W Mike.
I did slash W Robert. It seemed to work.
No, do Mike.
Do Mike?
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't get it.
Oh, I haven't sent it yet.
Oh, yeah.
Mike. Okay.
Because it should pop. You should see it when you type Mike.
Yeah, I did, yeah.
My experience with Shouju manga will now help me out in how to respond to this confession.
Say again in English?
You clearly are not part of the anime Slack
channel. Yeah, you need to get on the anime Slack channel. Yeah. Where I reveal inside my chest beats the heart of a 13-year-old Japanese girl.
Excellent.
All right.
Well, that doesn't seem like a mystery to us.
Also, inside obvious. Of his closet, the same thing exists.
It's not a surprise. That's okay.
Yeah, there are several. I'm not.
All right, Robert. You.
I got it.
Okay. Cool. Gerald.
I got a question for you, though. I'm going to type it to you.
Yep. Okay.
You are up.
Sorry, I'm just catching up on what I'm writing. I will take a shot at the creature with my bonus die this time.
Yeah, because you've got your pistol out, right? Okay.
Yep. Maybe I can actually hit something. Let's see. Forgot to hit the... Alright, well, I'm just going to roll a d10 by itself. So 51, still a fail.
So what just happened?
I suck. I failed.
Okay.
You need to get some shooting skills there, Jerry.
Well, I'd like to succeed to hopefully boost my shooting skill.
Speaking of shooting, the creature... Again, clumsily and somewhat frustrated look on his face, raises his revolver, and Jerry, why don't you give me a luck roll? My crutch.
Oh, I thought he was automatically going to... Oh, that's right. Only if he failed.
He succeeded,
forgot.
Yeah.
No!
It's going to be you or Grace.
Fuck!
Oh.
Too bad. Okay. He shoots. Oh, and he hits.
You got dodge. Dodge.
Dodge. Yeah, let's see. Yeah, give me a dodge.
Come on, baby. There you go.
All right, success.
More bullet time. Yeah, Jerry can't shoot for shit, but he can sure dodge bullets.
Yeah.
If you can dodge a bullet, you can dodge a ball.
Yeah, I think... I need to look up that. Okay. And Grant is still unconscious. And Robert is not dying.
Woohoo!
Fantastic. Let's see, Robert, you are, what did we say? You're stabilized. Oh, and you've got one hit point, right?
I got one hit point, yeah.
Okay, and your dex is 32?
Mm-hmm.
Right. Hugh, you've got a shotgun, but you're out of ammo, right?
Yeah. I'm going to need to either...
37...
Reload, or...
Andre, Grace... Gerald, you've got your pistol, right? I should have given you 110 before.
Could restore me to consciousness, Hugh. Instead of reloading.
Yeah, you don't have a shot.
My pistol's
I don't have loaded. A shot. I don't have a shot right now anyway, so.
Yeah. Well, you don't like sitting on the ground for an hour and a half of game time? Grant? Kyle?
It's like a game of Gunslinger.
Is it my turn yet? All right, I'm gonna go to the vending machine.
Jerry, you are up first.
I will do this, and I will aim, and I will attempt to again shoot the bastard.
Really, really aim. Okay. This is what, your third shot?
Oh, my God.
Wow. Okay, give me a second.
Can we make a friendship as magic roll or something?
Goodness gracious. Fail.
Lower than an 80-something.
Well, I'm just lowering my ammo each time here.
Yeah, I mean, your pistol
rest is... Rest assured, though, you'll be dodging some bullets.
Pistol is a 30, but okay. Andre.
Yes, sir.
You are up.
I assume it's shovel time.
Yeah, you want to do a shovel on the creature?
I do.
Yeah, he sees you coming, and he's going to fight back.
He's trying to shoot Gerald.
Yeah. This is all, ooh, look at that. Yeah, you succeed, he succeeds, but you're attacking, so you win.
Excellent.
Give me a, D6 plus one?
It's already in there.
Oh.
Six.
Ooh, six. Okay.
Nicely done.
Nicely done. All right. Grace gets up from kneeling behind or next to Robert, and runs at the creature and gives it a swing with her shovel. Just makes it. Creature fights back, got a penalty. Fails. She gets a roll. Does she have a... What's her... Where's the damage bonus? Oh, just enough. Okay. And this creature slumps with a shovel sticking in its gut. Slumps to the ground. Wow. You guys actually lived through all that. I can't believe it.
Wow.
Did I tip it? There may be more. No, just kidding.
No.
In the corner of the room. There's three more that you didn't see.
Grant,
the gorilla statue comes to life. What?
Grant rises from unconsciousness and taps you all. No. Okay. The room falls silent. The smell of gunpowder and was it cordite fills the room. Blood is sprayed against the walls. A couple of you are gasping to catch your breath. Robert is seeing better days for sure. Grant is still slumped in the corner. And the battle has subsided for now.
I'm going to reload and all my weapons and retrieve my shotgun and reload it as well.
Okay. Yeah, you guys can...
Andre's going to try to revive Grant.
Okay. Give me a first aid with a bonus die. A little bit more time to do it this time around.
First aid with a bonus die. Stream!
There you go. Okay. Grant wakes up with... one hit point.
Hey, guys. What's going on?
What I miss.
Robert, you son of a bitch!
Yeah, that's Robert.
A couple of dead creatures are all around. You guys load up, revive Grant. And you are kind of back to back to reality. Anybody, Robert is going to need medical attention, meaning a medicine roll within the next hour.
How about we go to a hospital?
Seems like the best course of action right now.
Yeah, I don't think anyone has medicine.
Ty, I'm going to take a moment and look at the thing that Grace handed me and see if I can see more what it is.
Yeah, it looks like you suggested.
Okay.
Yeah, it is in fact what you suggested, or appears to be.
Naked pictures of her?
Oh no, Robert loses his last health point.
Sand check, yeah. Sand check. Penalty die, sand check.
I go insane.
Yeah.
Sand check with a plus 90.
Yeah, I'm gonna take a look at the desk that this guy was sitting at, and if anything isn't like completely covered with blood, try to see if I could find anything valuable.
Yeah, you know, you spend a couple moments and the blood is pooled on perhaps the paperwork that he was working on. You know what? Let me think about that actually.
While he's doing that, Andre would like to clear the jam in his MP40 and do a quick scout around outside the office to see if any additional signs of activity.
After a couple minutes, you get to the point where you think you figured out the jam on the weapon. So why don't you give me a... I don't know if you have a mechanical repair. You can give me a firearm roll if that's better.
You have to be firearm.
Okay.
So I'm going to roll with the bonus just in case.
There we go. I got it.
You got it. Okay. Yeah, you you clear the jam in your MP40. Yeah, you know, Jerry, you recognize perhaps some terms and names on the documents of some of these places. You see, you know, most of these are labeled Wilson's Meat Supplies. You actually see a listing for Eddie Graves and, let's see, was it just Graves Butchery? I forget what it's called. The one that had the daughter in it. You see something for Welch and Sons. And give me a spot hidden roll.
Alrighty. Fail.
Okay. Yeah.
You walk into a post.
Yeah. Nothing. Just probably confirming some of the connections that you expected that existed already. All right. Anybody else want to do anything in the office?
I'm just going to make sure I'm loaded again.
Yeah, Hugh's going to reload two shells in the shotgun.
Okay.
And I guess that's, yeah. That's
without saying anything, Grace starts to make her way back to the door with the stairwell, and you actually see her make it to the stairs outside the door. While you guys are kind of... without saying anything, she just kind of makes her way.
Well, Andre's going to follow her.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, she's not running or
yeah.
You know, she's just doing her thing, it appears.
Grace,
we're all heading out.
Okay.
I had to take care of Robert. He's on the team. I didn't. Doesn't mean anything.
She gave me
something special, so maybe so, you know.
Real quick, Ty. Sure. We had a thought that one to the north was the catwalk, but we weren't sure about this other door. So I just moved my guy over there. I'm gonna take a look because the creature did come out that door. I'm just curious.
Yeah. You go in there. It appears to be a storage room of some kind, and you do see that there is a window in there that is open. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, it's just shelves and office supplies and files and things like that.
Okay, so nothing of major interest.
Your guess is that the creature came through the window at some point, but quick glance doesn't find anything of interest in terms of any paperwork or anything like that. Okay. So Grace was headed down the stairs. Andre, you were headed down there, same direction. Let's see. Jerry, you were checking. You moved your guy already.
Yep.
Grant, welcome to the waking world.
Welcome to the game.
Welcome to the game. Anything you have in mind?
I'm just going to be sort of dazedly following the group.
Okay.
I do have my gun out, though. So.
Got it. You guys are
never got to fire it.
Okay. So as Andre and Grace make their way down the stairs, the four remaining characters, what would you like to do? You want to follow them? You want to do something else?
I want to know what's in that north door, though.
That's the catwalk. Go check it out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm just going to grab that first guy that came in here. I'm just going to see if I can find his ID, just so we know who he was. I don't even think we know who he was.
The guy that transformed in front of us?
Yeah, the first one that we were sneaking up on and then flipped out. And then if I can't find anything, I'm just going to follow Robert and Grace and Andre.
Yeah, you're able to find his... I mean, his clothes were kind of torn into tatters when he transformed. But you find You do find a wallet and an ID on him, and the wallet actually says... It says Alf Welch. A-L-F-W-E-L-C-H.
That name on the list.
Yeah, it's the Paterfamilias. Wasn't,
That name's on our list.
We got from Grace.
Yeah,
and it was his son that we found in the...
In the pile.
Yeah.
Okay, Robert, or excuse me, Hugh, you were going to head out to the catwalk?
Well, I put myself in the door because I want to look out into the catwalk first and just see what I see.
Okay.
Before I totally, abandon my party here. It's... I'm curious, but I'm not stupid.
Yeah, you, let's see if I can do this. I don't know what I'm doing. Does that show up?
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. Sort of. Yeah. You can kind of see. There's a really small, kind of like hallway, but pretend that other door isn't there, and it appears to open into the warehouse area. You can just, even though it's really dark, there's enough of the beams in the area that you guys came through initially that you can. You suspect that that's, you're pretty sure that's the warehouse area.
Right. So we could sort of see it from downstairs anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's gonna happen. So I'm going to just sort of, I've glanced out, I'm going to follow.
Yeah.
Follow the rest.
Okay.
I'm going to give Robert some support and apologize. Sorry, buddy, for stabbing you there.
I probably shouldn't have tried to hit you with the arm.
Oh, let's hug it out, guys.
We might give each other more damage if we do that, though.
Yeah, that's right.
That's hilarious. Okay, so I just revealed the warehouse area. Let's move everybody over there. You guys make it back down the stairs, and you're into the warehouse. Whoops. And
we easily get to the hospital.
Yeah. All right. Let's. And you guys make it down. It's all deathly quiet.
Don't like Robert, the adjective. Deathly.
Yeah. And Robert is not insane right now. Robert, the cold makes you a little bit uneasy, but because you're technically insane, you're able to steal yourself for the short journey.
I'm going
to
be like Vern in Stand By Me, like with my shotgun. I'm going to like, and then jump the other way.
This looks like, this floor plan looks like the reactor room. aliens.
It does look a little perhaps a little bit too modern. Yeah,
I'm gonna have my shotgun now that it's reloaded.
Okay,
at the ready.
All right. The very north or the top of this map, kind of in between those fans, that's where the exit is. Okay. There you go. You guys see that red circle?
Yep.
Yeah,
yep.
That's where the exit is. So. What would you like to do?
Marines, we are leaving.
Make a beeline for that exit.
You guys want
nothing? Andre, nothing bad could happen between here and the exit.
Andre, to scout ahead.
Sure, Andre, lead the way.
Yeah, Andre can go first, but Robert's right fucking behind him.
And you guys remember that, you know, there's slabs of meat that are hanging from hooks, and they're kind of, you know, sometimes with movement, you guys are bumping into them, and they swing a little bit, and the frost crunches under your footsteps. And
Robert is, like, about
half an ounce of pressure away from shooting someone. There's a cold sweat breaking out on his brow.
Exactly. Exactly.
Hugh blows up a paper bag and sneaks up behind Robert.
Robert turns and fires.
Yeah. Andre, MP40 out, is leading him out.
All right. Andre, give me a sense of your path. Are you going straight ahead, straight to the exit? Are you going to give me a how are you going to lead these guys out? Give me a direction.
Well, if we were to move to one of the walls and move down a wall, would it reduce the number of slabs of meat that we're banging into in this, that, and the other? Good.
Yeah, I mean, just pretend that a lot of these boxes and things aren't drawn here aren't really here. There's kind of a walk area that's free of these obstructions along the sides of either wall.
I'd like to lead them out in a way that they really only have to look one direction to be concerned about getting attacked. Actually, what I'll do is, if they'll follow me, I'll get them all on the wall and have them work down the wall, and I'll move in like one row of hanging meat, and I'll just slide through there to see if there's anything waiting in that area. So I'm kind of paralleling them as we're working our way out.
Okay.
10 feet away from them, something like that.
You gonna run them up the right side or the left side?
I'm gonna go right side.
Okay. All right. You make your way up.
Robert's going to be nervous. He's running. He's running along.
He's running. Trot, 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 trot.
Robert is very unsettled.
Yes. Okay.
Andre would be kind of about here.
Okay. Fair enough. Andre, give me a spot hidden roll.
Comes.
Nice job.
Hard success.
You notice Grace lagging behind, and not she's staring around the room like she's looking for something. She
can smell him.
And if you want to talk to her, you either have to approach her to talk to her and keep your voice low, or I mean, you could speak in normal tones and she'd hear you too from that distance.
I'm going to gesture to Hugh to keep him moving, and I'm going to go back and try to have a quiet conversation with her.
Okay.
All right. And I kind of motion to the others to, you know, keep moving up. Robert does not need to be told twice.
Robert is moving.
It's a good thing the two guys that are almost dead are leading the way.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'll take a point.
Robert will not. No, I don't think Robert's going to let you get in front of him.
Okay.
He is unsettled.
Stay calm.
I'm not even aware what's going on.
Stay calm.
Traipsing along on muscle memory.
All right. Andre, you approach Grace, and she sees you approaching, and she's got this stare that's, as she turns to you, this stare in her eyes. Her eyes are somewhat, she looks really intense. She looks at you and goes, "Where are we going?"
Surely by now you understand our commitment to this cause. But we have to be realistic. These men are hurt. We need to get them care so that we are capable of continuing this fight.
All right. And she says, "We're just going to let them live." She seems to be referring to the other creatures somewhere. They're here. They're here. I can feel them. We can't just let them live.
If we start another fight now, there may not be anyone left at the end of it.
All right, so choose your words wisely here. I'm going to make you have a do a roll. Are you going to fast talk? Are you going to intimidate? You're going to persuade? Persuade's going to take some time. But I forget where your skills are. And you can try to charm her? You want to charm her?
That's not really what Country does.
But he has it. You have a connection. Would he get a bonus die for charm? Because they seem to have some sort of
thing going sexual on tension. You get the sexual tension bonus die. Yeah.
We'll call that the boner die.
The boner die.
Nice.
I'm gonna go with intimidate of the three.
All right.
Bold move.
Give me a. What are you gonna do? I mean, give me something. How are you going to intimidate her?
I'm formulating it.
Grace, we are leaving.
And she starts to, as she's saying this, she's like kind of poking you in the chest with her shovel.
Don't.
Her gore-covered shovel.
Uh-huh. Don't touch me. Don't touch me. Please,
all right, Francis.
All right, Francis.
I appreciate and applaud your compassion and your zeal for this fight. But we have taken heavy damage in this fight. This fight is a long fight, and I intend to win, and I intend to win with you. But you need to think for a moment. If it wasn't for these men, you'd still be locked away in that hospital, not in the fight at all. We will come back. We will finish this another day, but you must leave with us now.
Yeah, it's more like a Braveheart speech than intimidate, but yeah, I'll
give
you... He says it really angrily.
Yeah, go ahead, Rex. Give me a roll, a persuade, or whatever you want.
I don't want to make it persuade.
Oh, you don't? Oh, or intimidate, I'm sorry.
You should. I would slap her.
There you go. Okay.
Nice.
She goes, okay, yeah, she says, this fight is not over.
I agree.
She lowers her shoulders slouch, and she follows you, you know, exhausted herself. And you guys exit the warehouse safely, and if I remember correctly, you had come here in your N-sanctioned vehicle, and you drive off into the night of... Geez, I didn't even say it. I usually say it at the beginning. It's night of July 5th, 1941. You're going to go get some medical attention, I take it?
Yep. Yes, please.
And, yeah, by this point, you're used to going to some of the network end sanctioned. In fact, it's the kind of secret hospital where Grace was kept before. And you guys... your colleagues helping you into the hospital, those of you who are quite wounded, you make it in the hospital. Okay.
Just so we don't want to bring Grace back into the hospital.
Yeah, Grace is definitely hesitant or will not go back. She kind of, you guys drop her off at the corner for now. All right, let's call it for there. A good hour and a half combat and 20 minutes of wrap up.
Well, it's a good thing you didn't have Rex roll to drive, or else we'd like not make it.
Hopelessly lost.
You're lost, and unfortunately, Robert dies.
Robert bleeds out. Yeah. All right, guys. Good job. Yeah. I think I've not scheduled.
Thanks for saving me, Andre.
You're welcome, Robert.
Again and again and again. Okay. Well,
four times.
I was near death because of him. So
in the first place.
I mean, the serious wound was from Andre. Let's just remember that.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah.